Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Coaching with Carrie live here on Blog Talk Radio. Sorry about that. I called in and had to log out and call right back in with some technical difficulties, so hope that didn't mess anybody up too much. However, I wanted to get right back on and get into the show for you today. Thanks so much for listening to me in my new series, which is about delivering customer value, enhancing your value so you can get paid for what you're worth, right? Who doesn't want to do that? We all want to provide the best customer service. We all think that we're doing it, but we're not very purposeful or intentional about it. And that's really what this coaching series is about. How purposeful and intentional are you really about providing the best customer service for your clients, which, by the way, is going to create raving fans for you and help you have success now and in the future. And it's going to help you get paid what you're worth for all the work that you do. It's going to be about value, not about pay. And that's a huge paradigm shift for a lot of people, particularly those of us in a commission income only industry, right? And career. So we talked about, tips for communication last week. We talked about how you say something matters more than what you actually say, how you communicate with your clients, your standards with your vendors, your service areas, making sure that you are doing what you say you'll do, having that integrity, right? And making sure that you're really servicing your expectations. Today, I needed to continue on in this because, of course, we ran out of time last week. So after we talked last week about the five simple communication rules, which is asking great questions and then telling your clients what you're going to do and then communicating weekly, right, when something significant happens, and never, ever putting off bad news. And then fifth, when in doubt, just tell everybody everything, right? Those are really important communication rules that you need to look at. Well, you only get one chance to make a first impression. And so we want to talk about mindset and image. Be aware of the mental image that you have of yourself. It's so important, you guys. It's transferable to others. It's the energy you're projecting. Pessimistic thoughts tend to have outward manifestations. In other words, even though you're saying positive things and you're smiling in front of your client, if inside you are pessimistic or negative or you're having other thoughts, that is the energy you're exuding, and that is the energy that they will feel, and you will actually repel them. And I've been coaching with people where that has happened before, where they don't understand what is going on because they've had a lot of success in the past. They tend to get into this funk. The funk creates more negativity and pessimism in them. So deep down, they're feeling that. But they're feeling like when they're going in front of the client, they're pretending like everything is okay. They're saying all the right things. They know what they're doing. They're smiling, but they're still repelling people. They are not converting, and they get very frustrated. And what I needed to tell them and what I do tell them is the people are feeling your energy. Regardless of what you're doing and saying, they're feeling your energy. You can't change that energy when you have those inner feelings and thoughts. So they're repelling their own clients or their own leads, and they don't even understand how or why. The reality is the client or the lead, they don't know why either. They just have a feeling that they don't want to work with the person. And so energy is extremely, extremely important. If you believe in yourself, your customers will also believe in you. Self-confidence generates trust. And if you maintain that positive outlook by nourishing your mind with positive thoughts on a daily basis, that is the energy you're going to exude, and that is what is going to attract more people into your life, more opportunity into your life, and where your conversion rates are going to go through the roof. Most of us understand that how we feel inside is often reflected outside, but if we don't know to the extent, right? If we're sad, we may tend to frown. If we're happy, we may tend to smile. But the interesting thing is that research suggests the opposite is also true. What we reflect outside can actually impact how we feel. So if we frown a lot, we may actually become more sad. And if we smile a lot, guess what? We may actually become happier. So whether you start from the inside or the outside, the reality is just be positive. In one of my recent Motivation Mondays, I talked about this. Act as if. Wake up in the morning, and even if you're not happy or enthusiastic or joyful, act as if you are, and all of a sudden you will become that the more you act as if you are. So your customers will really appreciate this difference in you, by the way, because a lot of people do not put emphasis on mindset like this. Therefore, they're not doing it. If you practice this and you really, really want to portray positivity, enthusiasm, joyfulness, confidence, you need to get in that mindset. It needs to come from both the inside and the outside. You need to do that in self-talk, and you just need to act as if, even if you aren't. If you do that, you will find that clients will be so appreciative of it. It's refreshing, and the energy you put out is going to make them feel better. It's going to make them feel more confident in making the decision to work with you as well. So your image does matter as well, right? And people will form first impressions, and they'll do that quickly. So how you look and how your work workplace looks as well when you're meeting with clients is very important. Your organization, your surroundings, all of that's going to impact your credibility. So we started with mindset and how that attracts people or it could repel people. And now we're talking about image, right? Remember, your workplace is not just your office. That also includes your car and any other places that you might do business with customers, right? And so determine how you want people to think of you, and you need to portray yourself accordingly, not only in your surroundings, but in your dress as well. So when in doubt, maintain a professional look. That's always going to be your best bet, right? And when you think, act, and look like you can do it, well, guess what? People will hire you to do it. That's just the bottom line. So what about technology? Using technology can do a lot of things for you. Customers today want to feel in control of their transaction, but they also want to receive highly personalized and responsive service from you, so they want that combination. You need to empower them by providing suitable online services and tools. That's the bottom line. So you need to always be looking at the right technologies for you, your business, and your clients. Because technology, it can increase your efficiency, it can reduce your hassles for your customers, it empowers your technologically oriented customer, right? It makes communication and sharing information easier, it reduces your response time, and it enhances your credibility, and it also creates more trust between you and the customer because of that. So staying reasonably current with your technology tools will absolutely help you streamline your processes, and it will also contribute to the delivery of superior service. That is a true fact. So always be aware of the cost-benefit equation when you decide to upgrade your technology, right? Don't be dazzled by the newest fad on the market and overspend on technology, because that is not going to help you in your business. The best technology is the one that you understand and, quite frankly, that you'll actually use. So don't buy it and don't implement it if you don't think you're actually going to understand it to the point that you and your team will actually use it regularly. So at first, you have to kind of create an inventory of what you already have and what you use on a regular basis, right? And then you decide which ones add most value to you. And then you're going to ask yourself, you know, are there ways to combine different functions or automate current processes? And then are there things that we should take out of our technology toolbox right now that we're not using? And are there things that are missing that we need to find a new technology for? The objective is not to acquire the most expensive technology or even the most technology, but to find the ones that fit your business and then use the technology that determines the customer's needs and helps you deliver your services in the most efficient and effective manner, right? I talked about a system called Brivity, I think, in my last coaching session with you. Again, I have no affiliation with them. I like to use them, though, as an example, because I have a lot of top teams in my wheelhouse that I coach that use it. And the reality is that it's a client management system. So it's a way for all of the team members, the administrative staff, the realtors, to constantly look at the tasks they need to do for each client, and it also communicates to the client. So it's automated, and it's a communication tool. It's also a task management tool, and now it's also a CRM. So there you go. You have a one-stop shop in a technology that isn't the most expensive, and you don't have to have 17 different technologies. You could theoretically have this one that would do a lot of things. It would do it well. It would increase your customer service. It would increase your communication. It would help so that things didn't fall between the cracks. It would help you communicate amongst yourselves as a team, and the list goes on and on. So that's just an example of how you need to constantly reevaluate, are you using the tools that you need to use to do your business in the best way possible for your clients, and how does that customer service? So not only technology, but also systems are really important, right? Effective systems. They're going to help you follow your procedures, your worksheets, your checklists, which will help you ensure that details, like I said, don't fall between the cracks, right? So be more organized and allow yourself to focus more on the customer. You can do that by implementing these systems and technologies. It's also going to create a smooth transaction. It's going to save your customer time. And guess what? When your customers save time, they love you, and they're going to be more apt to refer you. And provide consistent customer service and create that customer confidence in your ability to fully serve them. That's key. And systems and technology help you do that. Systems and technology are also going to provide a roadmap that will support others on your team, like I said, so that they can provide the same level of service that you do, and that is so important. If you expect them to greet your customers in a specific way, well, then give them a script. And if you have a standard way of doing a buyer's presentation, well, you need to document it so that your team can do the exact same thing. So those are the systems that need to be put in place if you haven't done it already. The reality is, you guys, if you've got scraps of paper, if you've got post-it notes, you need to replace that with outlines, with worksheets, and with checklists. Get organized. Use these systems to organize your workflow, record information, and serve as reminders for the special things and the needs that you have. Share your systems and timelines so your customers know what and when things are going to happen. And that's what this system I was talking about does for you. When you do something, it shares it with the customer, and it also tells them what they can expect next. By the way, that's huge. Telling your client what they can expect next is a really, really important thing to do in order to provide customer service at a high level. Consider creating two checklists for your customer, one for your expected actions and another for your customer's expected actions. By the way, your expected actions and theirs are very different in many times, right? So ask your customers to sign their commitment to the checklist up front on the things that they will have to do to complete the transaction. And this will give you power and accountability. This will also make your job easier to get them to do things they might not otherwise be motivated to do. That's a great one, you guys. Have you ever been in a situation where you're just begging your client to get something done? And they're on top of you to get everything done you need to get done, right? But they're dragging their feet on their things, which could hinder you doing what you need to do, which ultimately, at the end of the day, no matter the reason why things are hindered, it's still going to fall back on you, and it's still going to impact the customer service. So by having them sign a commitment of the things that they promise that they're going to do to help facilitate this transaction, if you do that up front, that really can help with communication, with expectations, with the overall customer experience. And also, these systems, you know, it's important to have them because it'll help you keep detailed records about your customers and the communication with them, which, by the way, is great for not only communication, for learning, but also for liability. Ask your customers to mark a task off the checklist during your weekly communication if you need to. Share and communicate your progress to enhance customer perception of your service. These are just some systems that you should put in place. You can train your customers, you guys, or let them train you. You decide. By having systems and technologies, you're training your customers. You're in control. And by you being in control, their experience is going to be better. By letting them be in control or letting them train you, they don't know what they're doing. They don't sell real estate every single day like you do. That experience will not be nearly as well if they're the ones driving it. They're paying you to drive it, right? They're paying you to be in control. You just need to be professional, systematized, organized, and using technology in order to do this in a way that's efficient, effective, and really provides a high level of customer service. It's what they expect from you, and it's what they want you to do. So for individual salespeople, right, how they operate tends to be more intuitive and natural than well-defined. We know that. We've all been there. The number one challenge that you'll face when you hire someone is identifying how you're doing it and how you do it so well, and basically writing it down so that the person that you hire can follow it. So that's going to be a big challenge, right? But it's going to be highly important for you to do it as you grow your business and if you hire somebody on your team, whether it's an administrative person, a marketing person, another agent. You need to figure out how to look at what you do every day and get it on paper so you can train people to do what you do every day. Clearly, you're successful. You need to have them follow the same protocol. In customer service, leverage is when the people who work for you understand and can meet your service standards, know when and how to communicate with your customers, are able to mirror and match your mindset and your image because they are an extension of your business, can select and implement your technology and buy into your systems and follow your systems and have the ability to document your new ones. That is what you need to do. That is true leverage when you bring somebody on your team. And when you hire someone, you need to make procedural outlines, worksheets, checklists, and these have to be the foundation from which they work from. Otherwise, how are you a unified unit? This allows you to tightly define the quality of service that they should provide as well, which is very, very important to you and your reputation. It's also going to help them be more successful in their business. So to enforce them and enforce these things, these procedural outlines, a checklist, etc., you must first know what your standards are. Your standards for everything you do should be very clear and written down. So before you bring anybody on your team, do you know what your standards are? Start thinking about this if you don't. And if you already have people on your team and you don't feel like you have standards, now would be a great time to make sure that you do that. And of course, you need to emulate them yourself, right? Practice what you preach. That's what a leader does. And periodically, you need to assess if these things are actually being followed, right? If you don't enforce them, you've wasted your time creating them in the first place. So enforce your standards. Make sure you're looking at those and assessing them. You cannot maintain a strong service culture unless your entire team is passionate about what they do and is rewarded for their successes. And that's where you as a leader come in. So when you have others working with you, here are some questions you should ask yourself. Do you lead by example? And do your people on your team have all the tools and systems that they need to truly thrive. And what do you do for your team to keep them motivated on a regular basis? And how do you provide recognition and rewards for excellence within your team? Things that you need to be talking about, thinking about. What are your standards? Do you talk about your standards? Do you assess them on a regular basis? Do you have a culture in your team of lead generation, of customer service, of providing value to your customers and everybody around you? So you can choose to cap your growth, or you can choose to maximize your growth. And if you want to maximize your growth, it's going to happen when you fulfill your service standards. If you want to cap your growth, well, then just compromise your service standards, and that just automatically is going to happen. And so in order to maximize your growth, you need to pay attention to six service areas. You need standards, you need communication, you need mindset and image, technology, systems, and leverage. And these are the five things that I just have gone through in the last two sessions, this session today and the last session of Coaching with Carrie here on Blog Talk Radio. I promise you, if you maintain a standardized service level, you will build your business with new and repeat customers and referrals. It's just going to happen. This is what happens when you maintain a standardized service level. When you don't maintain it, you can only build your business so far, you guys, and you can only build it through new business, which is much, much more difficult and way more costly to grow your business. So make sure you define your standards and make sure that your service lives up to your standards. And in the next part, we're going to talk about, in the next series, next week, we're going to talk about how this service can satisfy your customer's standards. So the third component to delivering customer value is really satisfying the expectations. And that's what we're going to talk about next week, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, again next Friday, right back here on Blog Talk Radio Coaching with Carrie. Because satisfying expectations is extremely, extremely important. You need to check in and see how your customers feel about what's happened, and you need to resolve any problems or mistakes. After you satisfy them and you check in, and you understand how your customers are feeling, you need to resolve problems or mistakes. And it's very important how you do that, how you communicate it, what you say. And when you move through that, you're going to satisfy, and then you're going to surpass. And what is that fourth component of delivering customer service? That is surpassing expectations. I talked about this in the beginning. Do one unexpected thing. Do unexpected things in unexpected ways. This is how you're going to create raving, raving fans. So we're going to talk about how you can surpass expectations. Doing unexpected things in unexpected ways means going above and beyond the call of duty. Customers expect a 10, but give them an 11, right? Paying attention to the manner in which you do something is super, super important. And we're going to talk about how you do unexpected things, or you do expected things in unexpected ways, both for sellers and buyers, because, by the way, their expectations are different, right? So moving in the next two sessions of Coaching with Carrie, we're going to talk about that. Those things are going to be very, very important to you as you continue to go down the path of providing the best customer service possible for your clients and creating those raving fans. Thanks again so much for following me. By the way, you guys, if you want any of this information on customer service, about delivering customer value, enhancing your value, getting paid for what you're worth, right? We talked about that. There's a lot of competition in today's real estate market. There's a lot of competition with people providing low-cost options. Their focus is more on saving money than on providing a service. But customers are still more concerned with getting value through excellent customer service, you guys. So the more emphasis you put on delivering value through great customer service, the less emphasis your customer will put on pricing. Therefore, you can provide the best, be the best, do what you love, and still make the money that you deserve. And that is the point of business, right? Why are you doing business if you're not making money? The point of business, you guys, is to fund the perfect life. But you can't do it, and you can't sustain a long-standing, successful business without understanding customer value. Businesses that place emphasis on customer service are so much more likely to survive and succeed than their competitors who emphasize such advantages as lower prices or a specific type of product or niche. That is just a fact. And so a lot of people get caught up in trying to determine what they should charge the customer. And we believe you should be focused on the value you provide. Why? Because when the value is clear, guess what? The pricing is clear. When someone talks about pricing, you should first talk about customer value. And when someone asks you what you charge, you should answer with what you do. Always be clear about what you do and be able to articulate it. And pretty soon, that's all that's really going to matter, because the customer always defines value by comparing what you say you do against what you actually do. And customers' wants are defined by their customer needs and their different, you know, unique situations. However, it's surprisingly consistent amongst both buyers and sellers in our industry. The job is to always first deliver what they really need and provide that customer service. And at the end of the day, a satisfied customer is one who's had all their expectations met, and you'll do everything you say you'll do. You'll do everything that they need, and then you'll check in to make sure that they're satisfied with everything that you've done, right? Customers really just want to feel like they've received value for the money they've spent. That's all. If you've done a great job in setting and then meeting expectations, they won't focus on the cost of your commission. Customers will remember the service you provide during the transaction. They are not going to remember what you charged, and it's much more efficient and cost-effective to retain satisfied customers than to go out and find new ones. So satisfied customers will provide the most powerful kinds of marketing ever, testimonials and words-of-mouth referrals, right, and repeat business. So having a reputation for taking good care of your customers, truly, you guys, is priceless, and it's the most effective way to validate your professionalism. So I'm glad that you're joining me on this coaching series here live on Blog Talk Radio. And next week, again, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, we're going to move into how you satisfy expectations and how you resolve problems or mistakes. And then the next session we'll talk about surpassing expectations, because that's a key one. Not many people do it, but if you do, you will gain the leading edge. If you want any of this information or need anything at all from me, want a personal coaching session, just reach out to me right here live on Blog Talk Radio. You can go to Coaching with Terry on my Facebook page and message me there. By the way, like that, I do a lot of blogging and some great information on how you can get more business right there on my Facebook page. My Twitter handle is HKW, and my email address is always a great place to reach me again, and that is carrieh@kw.com. Thanks so much, you guys. Make it a great weekend. I look forward to talking to you next time. Bye-bye.